I'm not doing that shit again, China. What the fuck?
No, this is
Chance and Choice. A motherfucking candid conversation today with the princess, Miss China May Darling. And this is young Beanie Weenie. What's happening? Every day in life, we take choices to make chances. We take chances to make choices. I mean, she just started filtering her pictures on Instagram. Another black beauty spoiled by social media. But indeed, today is Silhouette Sunday. My friend just helped me make the most sickening silhouette. You can catch that on my, here's the plug, my Witness the Thickness page on Instagram. Effin' Chefin's gonna have a black t-shirt on because there I do have merch available. We also have it on my Tumblr, which is Witness the Thickness. It's on my subscribe place, which is Witness the Thickness. Everywhere you go is Witness the Thickness. Sit back and take a sip of this. You feel me? So yeah, this is a long overdue podcast. Last time I talked to you guys, I don't even fucking know where I was. Oh, still trying to make it work and be in fucking love, my stupid ass. But at the end of the day, again, I done picked another one, wasted 10 months of my life. And here we are, back in square one, single, not bitter, but better. And, you know, living my best life again, you know. Sucking dick and taking names, goddamn it, fuck you mean. Nah, I'm just playing. But nah, at this point in time, I'm 34 years old. That was the last nigga I ever tried to date, marry, love ever again. Baby, if they ain't fucking you right, respecting you enough, and every time they get into an argument, they treat you like you the nigga in the street, we moving the fuck on. You understand me? And it don't take but a nigga one time to show you how they really feel. My dumb ass kept telling myself that it was something different for the first 9 months. That's why I'm going to whoop his ass when I find him. He gotta catch me first though, bitch. I'm not ever going back home, giving that girl a chance to walk across my path, any of that. But yeah, so I have migrated my way over here to my good friend China. She's been begging to get on the show. Finally, a co-host that wants to seek me out, and I don't have to seek these girls out and be fake and phony. But you know, at the end of the day, my friend has a lot to say, so hopefully I can shut the fuck up on this episode. Now she over here trying to think about what she want to talk about. We just had a good conversation about moles, Stacky Botrys, shout out to Vondra, C-Dre's, Texas Margaritas, very much tequila, she been calling me for the last 10 days, and I'm just not making it over here, talking shit. She said I should have never hit the button. She don't know that all of my podcasts turn out to be like recorded, and then when I go back to post them, bitch, it'd be like 5 seconds of record. Like, they happened like 3 times, and I had some really, really, really good conversations. But yeah, so we got the black silhouette, we got the Silhouette Sunday coming out today. Be sure to catch that on my IG. We have China coming out with Dreaming. That's her picture of the day. Gonna be her screensaver, her man's screensaver, her son's screensaver, and everybody else in her family's screensaver because she's cute. And, you know, this is how we're going to make it pop, baby. You say what? Sexy? Correction, you're sexy? Bitch, I'm Witness the Thickness. I am the epitome of what all you bitches want to be. Bow! All the girls are saying, oh, do you want to be a girl? No, I want to be a nice old man with a big old black dick. Tight little, you know, woo! Nice little, I don't know, I got my confidence back. I ate some pussy this morning. I feel real good. I ate some real pussy today. Like, oh my God, I never thought. What, bitch? It's candid conversation. It's candid conversation. Mm-hmm. I understand. No, now that's a too candid, bitch. I will just walk the fuck out of your ass. That means you need to calm and hold your peace.
But I don't know how long.
Girl, please go ahead. I don't want her that now. Please, I'm doing it. You don't see me going through the motions, girl. This girl ready to attack.
Absolutely.
Girl, nobody even asked her for a 10-piece wing, 20-piece wing, or none of that. I just want a piece of pizza. I want a little slice of this good-ass pizza down the street. She ignored that request 6 times, though.
I'm
about to have a photo shoot while y'all play with fucking China May. I ain't got time for her ass. What's up? Bust down. Rolling you a bust down, bitch. Say you want your man. No, I don't, Trick. I seen Sweetie for the first time with her pretty little things. And that bitch is bad. I fucks with Sweetie. I don't know what the fuck this is. Music in the background? Yeah, it can't have no words.
They ain't gonna take my sponsorship, bitch. I'm syndicated. What you mean? It can't have no words, sis. Can't nobody sing because I don't have the rights to their music. Come on now. I don't have the rights to their music. And I can go back in and add shit to the end. Now, if you want to play something, play YouTube instrumental. That's industry beats. We can go. Oh, yeah. We can move forward. We can move forward with that. Put on jazz. Girl, put on jazz. Mm-mm. Put on jazz. Or you can go through my Apple Music, but I don't know. Yeah, I'll go through my Apple Music for you. Here. Just plug it up. Hook it up to the Bluetooth. You got to have... Girl, it can't have no words, bitch. I ain't getting fucked up. I got a whole sponsorship. They give me like, you know, $5 an ad I place. And the girls listen.
You time out or something then?
Huh? What, pause?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody pausing. Real life ain't fucking pause, bitch. They throw that shit at you left and right. Fuck you mean?
I've been on pause since you've been here.
I talked to my girls at Atlantis today. They missed me for real. I had on my cute little outfit or whatever. And they was like, yes. I had my new swag on or whatever. They was like, yes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody said, they see it. Like, what's up? But you know, that's what 48 hours of no stress. Like, I got in a car wreck the other week, and like, I literally could have lost my fucking life. And no shade, I was just apologizing to my friend that, you know, the two people that I really thought should have been there seemed to fall by the wayside. You know, I ain't even told my fucking mama because I'm just don't want to lose her shit and be down here talking about I can't motherfucking walk. And I'm like, mom, good. But at the end of the day, like, damn, bitch, I should have called my motherfucking mama. Fuck, shit. At least I know she would have took care of my ass. Child, these girls are like, they want me to just roll over and dive definitely back pain, bitch. I don't get it. But it's fine, you know, too much is motherfucking given, much is required. They're just setting me up for the next level of snake in my life. Understand? However, you know, being stay on the bullshit. I'm sure the fuck up. But nah. I just miss y'all a lot. I miss my podcast audience. I know y'all been waiting. I don't ask you on the show trying to to be quiet and mute. All you doing is talking shit in the background. Like, I don't get that. Why you drink your C-Dre? Bitch didn't want to give me one. That's fine. I got a whole case in my car, bitch. My type. But no.
I think that the person that has stood me up
over. Girl, this girl is always bringing the conversation back to her. You know what? This is good. Look, girl, this is all I got. Sorry. I'm sorry. Nah, I'm fucking with you. But nah, I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. The girls don't give me no coins, but they start yelling what I need to do for them. Girl, I don't understand. Breathe, relax, and receive. Okay, cute. I read it at the right time. Let me relax, breathe, and receive. I received your message. I received your message as well as you received mine.
No.
It's yeah, I'm going to breathe.
It's for meditation.
Meditation? Ain't nobody trying to fucking meditate, girl. Excessive meditation? Excessive meditation can put you in a motherfucking... What they call that shit? No, what I read somewhere where excessive meditation can put your ass in a dream state and walk around like you walking on clouds, girl. You really stepping in slugs and shit. Girl, somewhere on internet, girl. You know, I'll be on there reading, doing late night shit. I read some real interesting shit yesterday, too. I'm going to pull that shit up, and I'm gonna go through those points. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Chance and Choice show for 2020 still ain't got no motherfucking structure, ho. Fuck you, man. We talk about real-life current events. We talk about that shit candidly. We don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I got this crackhead. Used to be my friend. His name is Eddie Lamont Rao, bitch-ass nigga. He keep calling my motherfucking phone, harassing my motherfucking friends about some motherfucking shit he's making up. Bitch, you stole my iPhone. I'm finna take you to jail for the clout, bitch. Just because your bitch ass need to learn a motherfucking lesson, pussy. Like, I'm sick and tired of this nigga. I'm tired of this nigga. Y'all can tag this bitch ass nigga in if you want to. I don't give a fuck. I'm just tired of this nigga. Like, you know, somebody you give a pass to, and then they come back, and it's like they want to keep fucking playing with you. That shit got me hot. Then you want to play with innocent people who have nothing to do with it because your life is in the fucking dumpster. Bitch, like, why you want to do that? I'm sorry. You know, some people take a little longer to turn around. Me, on the other hand, I need one good time for you to show me that it ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily about me. I just need one good time for you to show me that you ain't never going to change. And a bitch that ain't never going to change going to always get the same motherfucking result from me. Psh, kiss my motherfucking pussy, bitch. Bum-ass bastard. Bitch, I feel sorry for your daddy and your mama because they raised a bum-ass bitch. That's how I feel. I'm sick of this nigga.
Why are you even talking about him?
Because, girl, at the end of the day, he's part of the current events. He called Keisha and threatened Keisha. Then he called me, threatened me, talking about me and Keisha stole his money 6 months ago. Bitch, I don't got to steal nothing. I have a mother. Right. My mother works very hard to make sure me you and my brother are very...
Bullshit,
girl,
like
at the end of the day, you gotta entertain something. To take my mind off some other bullshit going on in life, I gotta entertain something, or unless I be sitting in the house with my dark blackout curtains moping about how somebody don't want me. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
But
move on.
But
moving right along.
Energy is not, girl, it's not gonna make it any better.
It ain't negative energy, girl. It's the energy. It is. Bitch, it's the energy you supposed to get when you talk, when you do the shit you do. Fuck you mean negative energy.
Honey,
negative and negative.
But after that, why even talk about him?
Because, girl, what does a negative and a negative equal? A fucking positive. Thanks.
Not in this case.
Huh, it does. That bitch came negative, so I'm coming back negative just a little bit harder. Fuck all that bullshit. So what's going to come out of it? A positive outcome for who? Me and mine. Fuck you talking about. That bitch put out negative energy. Bitch, I'm going to meet your negative energy. I'm going to raise you too, Alex. What's up? Like, bitch, please. I'm matching energies. Everybody say, oh, it's beneath me. Bitch, ain't nothing too dirty for beans to get up into and bust your head open with. Trust and believe, bitch. I have jungles of motherfuckers. Bitch, I ain't got time. Bitch, I'll cut you down like the machete that you are, bitch.
The best way to get at somebody is to fucking
ignore. Girl, everybody hollering Beyonce. The best revenge is your paper. This and the fuck. Bitch, the nigga that's thinking negative about you ain't worried about your paper, bitch. They worried about your soul. They worried about your feelings. They worried about hurting you intentionally from the inside out. So, bitch, you gotta, you, bitch, please, they're cold. So, what's wrong with a little heat to warm them up? Fuck you mean? Huh. Bring them girls back to reality. They walking around like they shit don't stink, fire don't burn. Girl, please, I'll show
you.
Well,
you know what? This is good because you're venting and you need to.
Yeah, I am venting.
No,
I don't
friend,
need...
seriously.
Yeah, you should try it. You should try it. You should really try it. Maybe I'll stay angry. I'll stay happy. I'll stay on time. You'll see me more. I'm going to change my outfit. Won't you go ahead on the talk? I'll be back. 5 minutes.
Can we, like, pause the thing then?
Why? Can I pause when it comes to you? Because
I fucking want to hear a song.
Hey, shawty.
At least for 2 minutes.
We don't do no songs. We can't do no songs. You can't do no songs. You just want to come in and chime. Bitch, if you don't get a topic, that's fine. I got you. Fuck
yeah,
that.
We're not talking about everything.
We don't. No, yeah. Ain't nobody talking
it
about
it. Like different.
Oh, bitch, positive?
Funny,
I got my positive. I got my swag back. I can go back and forth with you. You know, at any given time, a man has like 18,000 things going on, my nigga. Oh, okay. Did you read my last post on Instagram? I'm trying to get more social media savvy and put a little knowledge out there for you hoes. Not you, I'm just saying.
I don't care about no social media shit.
No, but what I'm saying is, I'm instead of me posting...
The shit I like is like cute shit.
First, the bitch tells me all I post is pictures of myself. Then she turns around and say, well, she don't get into...
Little girl that got adopted.
Did you hear about the motherfucker? Did you hear about the girl who was a Clark Atlanta student? Her roommate and her boyfriend murdered her, lied about it, and then that little girl motherfucking was her roommate that killed her. That bitch gonna burn in hell, Shaw. Fuck you talking about. Girl, please. You ain't even know it. It happened right up the street in your backyard. Some little girl at Clark Atlanta University, you know, roommates. She had made an allegation against her roommate's boyfriend that he sexually assaulted her. Okay, well, the little girl come up missing. They just found a little girl in DeKalb County dead by asphyxiation. Now, guess who they arrested for murder? Her roommate and the roommate's boyfriend. Right. You ain't hear nothing about that, sister, in Atlanta. I damn sure didn't see it on the news. I just heard about it on Instagram earlier today. So while you playing with cats, girl, I'm playing with the tigers, the lions, and the bears. Oh, my. Because that's what the real world is we living in. It's unfortunate, but it's a silver lining. You dumbass, bumass bitch, you got caught because you lied about it. And the shade is, that's one of them, what would women do? Because your boyfriend is the one who fucking killed her, you stupid bitch. But because you took him, because you lied,
shady,
you're an accessory. She probably did it too. Like, bitch, you ain't gonna talk about my man.
She probably fucking did.
But you know, your man was cheating with her. She got caught and probably gave very much, girl, you know, he raped me. But
this,
you know,
bitch lied.
No, at the end,
because your nigga got damn problem.
He probably dropped a bomb off in that bitch. You feel me? But anyway, now I'm just saying that was real unfortunate and real tragic to me because at the end of the day, I didn't even know. And you know,
I stay
in Vine City. Nigga, it's literally up the street from me. And I didn't even know that. And I was just like, what? Nigga, why? And I stay on the west side. What's the fuck going on?
Nigga, just goddamn 2 blocks down, motherfucker.
That just makes me even more happier to see all of my girls from Atlantis today.
My motherfucker got them been raped them and shot.
My girls are still around. 1 month. You been eating? Who? Say it again, friend.
I'm sorry. From right down goddamn street. 2 blocks away.
I don't fuck with East Point.
Shit going on every fucking world.
I mean, I know, you know, and then
what brings my heart happy.
I was riding on the in the car.
That are like, that brings your heart joy.
Yeah, okay. Things that bring my heart joy. I like Apple. I like diamonds. I like toys. I like gadgets. What is that? Creaking of the floor? Or
those are fucking things that don't hold no weight.
Girl, they don't hold no fucking weight to you, bitch. They hold weight to me. What you mean? I said I like Apple. No, I like diamonds. I like shoes.
You
mean I like
Apple iPhone?
Yeah. Really, the Apple iPad, the new one, the 12.9. If you left me, you know, you could always leave a gift. I sound like Brandon. Brandon could never sound like me, bitch. He's afraid
of you. That's all you talked about.
Girl,
I'm
what?
Since I kind of want to have
fuck you, China. Girl, this girl kills me. Girl, she want to have it, bitch. Bean's finna get one. Fuck you talking about? Talking about he want to have. I ain't no girl in the corner thinking my shoulda, coulda, woulda. Bitch, I'm just telling you what I like. Why are you mad? It is going to make me happy, girl. I have 1,000 pillows on my bed. If I get cold at night, I'll grab a pillow or two.
Oh, I did say
that. Okay. Yeah. That's how I feel about that. Yeah, so at this point, material things always make me happy, girl. You know, nothing's like my Jimmy Choo frames. I love them. They're cute. Everybody likes them. They say they look like steampunk, so I'm with it. You know, I'm going to get my hair cut. That makes me happy. I feel like a new man. I guess it's... You got something to say about that, too. This bitch like the little things in life. That's not my problem, girl. Good night. Shit. I ain't saying it's other stuff that don't make my heart happy, but you're not going to make me feel bad because I'm shallow and materialistic. Fuck off. Then she plays this shit with the goddamn cats. This one, the bitch who watched the cat video. No cat. I thought it was a cat video.
Asian girl.
Oh, Asian girl. She ain't black. That's a mongoloid, child.
That's just mean.
That's a mongoloid. Look up what mongoloid means.
Those I know what it means, but why?
And creatures of Asian descent.
This isn't what she's saying.
Why? I can't understand it. She's not speaking correct English.
Oh, she's saying English. No, she's a little girl.
Girl, I don't hear this shit.
You're a fucking asshole.
No, I don't. You're not going to make me like that bullshit. Show me a little black boy that can recite encyclopedia and spell it, and he's 3 years old. Then I'll applaud that. Don't show me some bitch that's going to compete against my son in school. Fuck her. Find the next one.
Fuck her. She's 4 years old.
Yeah, exactly. So, fuck her. Find me a little black girl that can do the same thing, and I'll be okay.
She said she feels so blessed that she's okay. Somebody adopted her and her
sister. That's fine, girl.
What's wrong with what she's saying?
Nothing. I'm not listening. She's not black. They're not taking little black kids off the side of the street. Girl, please. Friend, you one of them, what they call them people, heal the world, but cut everybody's finger off at the same time. Girl, bye. You want to cut one of them fingers off, pointing back
you're
at you.
You're not out there adopting the black kids, neither.
Girl, they won't let me.
I have a felony.
I have a fucking felony, and they won't allow me to adopt. Me and my husband, when I was married, tried to.
Black children,
I don't give a fuck. You need to show me something where black warms my heart, girl. Not no motherfucking Chinese girl. Little mongoloid child, honey. I don't worry that shit. See, you can't find one because she's so interested in the other races. This girl, don't she sound white? This bitch is blacker than a $2 bill. Understand what's going on with her. I love my friend. She's black girl magic.
Beautiful fucking melanin that skin.
Won't you give me time? Time to say it? You know, you like reading me and stuff.
I just love beautiful things going to work.
You're beautiful as
all
well.
All one.
Yeah, no. All no, one. I'm not one. I'm not no fucking Caucasian ass. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You was born her.
Goodbye. What if I was born her? Then I would be speaking Chinese in Asia eating rice. Fuck you mean. I'm telling you, friend. You cannot get mad at me because I'm shallow. At least I'm real. A lot of people are less. A lot of people are worse than me. You have people in this world who refuse to see other people's ways of seeing things. Please, I see your point of view. You're saying it's a child.
How she feels,
girl, I'm not listening to her because it ain't
no... You need to listen there. Just listen.
Why, girl? This
you
want
to
not listen to
you? You can't give a chance to listen to a little child?
I don't want to listen to that. I saw you find me a little black boy. You can't do it. Look how long it take you. It took you 4 seconds to find that little Chinese girl. Find that little black boy getting adopted for him and his brother, his sister, and then we can have a conversation. I'm not having no conversation about no mongoloid child. I'm sorry. Not. No, ma'am. My ancestors were not mongoloids, sweetie. I don't want to talk about that. I want to hear about a successful black story. Like, you know who the new Dominique Dawes is? I do. I can't pronounce her name, though. Shit.
Wow.
I mean, her mama's ghetto, girl. What the fuck? Shit. You know, I just learned what your real name was the other day.
China?
No, it's not. Sweetie, I know it's not.
It's not LaShonda?
Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. I just learned what your that real name was.
I don't identify with that name.
But you see, you're the second friend I have. You know who else's name is, who real name is LaShonda? Well, her name is LaShante, actually. Shay. My friend Shay. Miss Shay. My friend Shay. Big Boon Shay.
Oh, the girl.
Her name is LaShante. Mind you, both of my friends named LaShonda and LaShante are very successful. So you don't like the name because you don't identify with it. So, but you identify with Ming Lee.
Strange sound.
No, I've never identified with this. So,
what if your name was Cleofella Tomoka?
I wouldn't identify with that either.
It sounds like a little bird.
Or you could call yourself that Clay for short and Soar, right?
For the sheer
I said Clay. I said Cleofella. That's what her parents named her. That's a real person. Cleofella. Her name is, really is Cleofella. I don't know. I guess Cleopatra and Althea or some shit. I don't fucking know. I'm not going into all of it. All I'm saying is her name is Cleofella Tomoka. Tomoka sounds like a color of the crayon box.
Volunteer
why? What's with the white bitch? See, that's what I'm saying. We gonna get. I can't play that segment if you got some white woman talking in the background. I can't have that.
White woman, black.
I can't have that. Friend, what part of I can't have? You don't gotta be a part of it, girl. I don't give a fuck. All she gonna say is her views to unite the motherfucking world, girl. But I'm telling your motherfucking ass that the world is so divided. It's people like you who refuse to see it. That's the problem. Once you see it and understand it, you'll know that this is a place of mental conditioning they have you in.
I'm not about to pull myself down on somebody.
How about pulling myself
I'm
down?
I'm already up there.
Bitch, wasn't we talking about? We were just talking about how everybody says everything's beneath me. That's beneath me. Bitch, please. I rumble in the jungle with the hood niggas and can sit up at the table with the real niggas. Don't play with me. But girl, bye. Everybody get a seat at the table, the one they want. Fuck you mean? You want to sit up there with them bougie bitches who live in a delusional world above the clouds and everything is beneath them. No, ma'am.
You're so-called bougie.
Bitch, you are bougie. You don't even let them. This girl don't even let you wear no flip-flops around her hardwood floor and step on her carpet pieces.
You talking about all these bitches that they bad as fuck with these fake asses?
Who?
Bitch, you got low self-esteem.
Who? All your homegirls. None of your homegirls have fake asses and they all wear their natural hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So who you talking about?
I told you, bitch, that you see that. Supposed to be
I said that's the table you want to sit at. You want to sit up there because everything's beneath you.
I got bougie.
Girl, you know what's beneath me?
I was raised
you know what's? Do you know what was what's beneath me? Bitch, my mama didn't have nothing to do with the way I fucking view today. I was raised different, too. You understand me? I was raised to say we all are the same thing until you stand behind a white boy in line and they charge you 10 cent more tax because you black. Okay? That means black fucking power. I'm a black man in America. That's two strikes. I'm gay. That's three. Mind your business. Don't do me. LGBT, black man, America. Girl, bye. I gotta fight harder than the next nigga going to jail. Don't do me. Are you serious?
You know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is. Now it is what it is. But you had a problem with the mongoloid child saying she's having to be adopted. Bitch, why would I identify with a mongoloid child being adopted when I never knew what it was like to be in a split home? My mother and my father gave me a stable home environment. I can't assimilate. I can't get in with that. Bitch, I don't know what it's like to be adopted. My daddy stayed.
So would have been better stories of a black child
My mama adopted. Stayed. But my mama stayed. My daddy stayed. I don't know what it's like.
She was a black child getting adopted.
Sorry if your ass was adopted. Your mama didn't give a fuck about you. Next. It's the truth.
So it would have been better if it was a black child getting adopted.
It would have better been a black child adopted by another family because that means they have something left in their heart for our population, for us. We are the kings and queens around here. Those people that you're praising, China, were meant to be our servants.
I just seen this shit on the news feed. You thought I was looking for some fucking white people to get
But all you motherfucking doing is defending it, girl.
The fuck?
You're defending because you think we
I
all
like
are.
Like the dog that was petting the kitten.
Oh, my God.
The fuck?
Girl, I like a dog petting a kitten, too, but I bet you one thing, it was a Great Dane petting
like
a Doberman, bitch. Don't do me.
Playing fetch with the fishermen.
Bitch, I like the tranny fucking the old man this morning. You understand what's going on? I like the pussy the bitch put in my face. I like the dick that was fucking her. That's the type of shit I'm in. You can call it nasty, call it what you want to, bitch. Porn, yo, it does make the world better. Pornography is the oldest motherfucking profession in the world. Let's be clear. Before all that bullshit you talk about, you like prostitution, pornography, the sex industry has been around since the beginning of time, sweetie. It's gonna stay.
Pornography has something to do with, like, on film, right? There was no film back then.
So yo, but there were shows. There were brothels. There were bathhouses. There were spas. There were, what is it, Venus baths?
They have technology.
Bitch, all they had to do was dig some water. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of the bullshit the pornography industry puts around here today. Yeah. Now, you're going to go with this basic level of instructions before leaving Earth, or are you going to go with the real tea, girl? What's up? Come on. Now, I am intelligent. I do got a white man education behind all this blackness behind you. Understand that. Yeah, I never went to an HBCU. I didn't go to an HBCU. I tried. It was too ghetto for me. So I guess now I'm feeling like a little uppity, I guess. Different walk of life. This is one of those friends. Girl, I'm on my own level. I'm just trying to be better than I was yesterday for my motherfucking self. I don't give a fuck. No, see, that's the problem, girl. You need to march to the beat of the world, not your own drum. You're going to get left behind. Yeah, the world. I've been trying to tell you the whole time, friend. Yeah, you're mad. You should be. You should have been angry, like me. Angry black woman. I'm not the angry black man, though. I know plenty of angry black men, and I'm not one of them. Bitch, I'm not. I might sound angry, but you know, hell have no fury. Hell have no fury like a man scorned. Bitch, because of the bullshit that I go through on a daily fucking basis, this is why you get what the fuck you get. You, bitch, sometimes I got a motherfucking smile to keep from crying. Honey, please. I walk around being so apologetic because I think I hurt your goddamn feelings. When truth be told, I really don't give a fuck. I used to give a fuck, but once you start giving a fuck, these motherfuckers see that shit as a what? Weakness. And once they take advantage of that, I'm sorry for the bitch who was genuine. I hate it for you, baby. I do apologize. But at the end of the motherfucking day, it's sorry for the inconvenience, man, but I cannot find your package. I can't find what the fuck you looking for. I can't fake the funk. Ain't no future me fronting. I can't put that sentence together like you want to hear it. So I'm going to say it like I want to say it. And if it bothers me, girl, trust me. My mouth has cost me my career at times. My mouth has cost me great lovers. My mouth has cost me great men, tricks, or whatever you want to call them. My mouth has got me in a world of trouble. But it always write a check that his ass can cash and my feet can get me out of. Believe that. That's all I want to say. I ain't got nothing else to say. This tequila's good. You want some? She gonna be funny and drink Jameson like the white people. Woo! Girl. I had a bottle of Jameson the other night. One pint, girl. I took two drinks and was drunk. I said, oh my God. So I go get a bottle of Pendleton. I'm going back to Jameson. They were on the same shelf, so I felt like they was going to give me the same effect. I'm going back to give me some goddamn Jameson, bitch. Jameson was the tea. That Pendleton shit, I had to drink half a bottle to feel like I did with Jamie. It's no shade. Miss Jamie can get my $30 any day. I'll just keep her in another little container. Won't nobody know what she is. I tell them girls it's old Thompson's, bitch. For real, I ain't fucking around. That Jameson was on point, bitch. I promise you. Bitch, I gave the person I'm not naming the rest of the bottle. Girl, she lost her mind. Girl, I went to bed. I went to sleep. No, not Shamir.
It's fun, fun.
I said not Shamir. The other one. Gamar, girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah, girl. It was less than a half a pint.
You okay, Daddy?
Is that a little black boy? No. I told y'all this bitch racist as fuck. I told y'all this bitch racist. You racist as hell, girl. That's the shade.
You
the
know
worst.
Who told me about
you
this?
The worst kind of nigga. You the worst kind of black person.
You
the worst kind of black person there is. This girl don't even like the color of her skin. Girl, I can't believe her. This girl don't do nothing but sit around and play videos of white folks.
You know, two black people talking about this.
You like my pants? You like my pants?
Body training.
You like my pants?
You peed?
I got children too.
Do I like kids? I love kids. But I can't play this on my motherfucking show. See, this is why this bitch ain't never come back on my show. She keep playing this shit that's already copyrighted. Girl, how can I deal?
Everybody done seen this.
Oh my God. This is the corniest fucking part of the show right here, y'all. That's all right. I'm coming through with some Little Kim in a minute. If you don't blow this bitch the fuck up.
Let's talk more about.
I'm crying.
Well, what's up? See, she thinking. I ain't got nobody got time. All my lovers. The girl, it's a whole motherfucking playlist of all my lovers. You can have that. Won't you listen to my podcast? Be a subscriber before you be a guest, girl. That's the key.
Very happy.
Right. China, it's going to be a long time before you make it up on my show. Turn this shit down. I don't want to hear. I can kick this bullshit. How you turn this shit off? Turn this bullshit off. I'm sick of that shit. It's loud, too.
I don't care.
Oh my God.
I'm just
a
by myself.
Oh, But that shit loud, it's irritating, it's interrupting. I gotta talk over the thing. I can't have stuff that's already copyrighted playing. I've said it 1,000
times. At the end of the day, for real, like...
At the end of the day...
Yeah, but when is it gonna be when I want... I mean...
You can't play that! Like, I'm telling you... Oh, my God.
What is me talking in the background?
Did you ever read... Did you ever download the app like I asked you to? So I could do it via... We was gonna do a podcast via the phone. You know, it was Anchor, the purple app. Did you ever download that? Like when you get
the Anchor?
Yep. Yeah, when you get syndicated. No, so she never listens to the podcast. This is what I'm saying. My nigga, when you anchor, you know, when you are nationally syndicated, dog, you cannot play.
And you still been recording, so.
No, you're fine. You're not copyrighted. That stuff you're playing is already copyrighted material. I won't be able to use that segment, which means I won't get paid for my listeners. Bam. Boom. Boom. You know, that's why I say
they got shit pro bono.
They can't do shit pro bono. You can't just volunteer them to do pro bono work, bitch. That's something that they have to do. You know what pro bono means? Let's go to the law dictionary. Free. Do you know what pro... No. It's giving to people who are not operating in their proper person, which is you're operating in your improper person, which is your proper persona. You know what that is? Okay. I'm just saying. Did you forget? I'm gonna look it up right here. You right? You looked it up. Boom. Go to the black. The least black.
Please don't forget me, boss.
What please don't forget me, boss. Who said that?
This nigga broke as fuck.
Who said that?
This nigga named Rainbow Rambo.
He's talking about the $5.
Yes.
Girl, is this the weed man or no?
No.
Just a random nigga that.
This nigga
tried to showboat for you, didn't he? Huh? He tried to showboat for you, and you spent $5 extra, and you was supposed to.
No, nigga, like, look, remember, you know, I was waiting, but then, you know what I'm saying, I call, like, you know, let me call this motherfucker.
Bitch, what kind of nigga is you? What kind of nigga is you to call a female, number one?
About
$5 fucking.
$5 to $10 for some gas.
My nigga. I'm good.
Bitch, I'm about to get a sandwich bag and put a whole bunch of pennies in that motherfucker.
Girl, I wouldn't even count them. I wouldn't even fucking count them. I get that girl $0.25 and the rest pennies and let that girl. No shit, I did that one day. One month, I was being funny. I
went to the... You really a pathetic broke-ass nigga.
Bind you, bitch, we was getting ready to pay our rent 1 month. And Mama D said, Beans, do me a favor. Go to the bank and get $500 in change.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I went to Regions.
And I bet the motherfucker who you asked the bank, they were like, for real?
No, the lady looked at me and she said, how you want it? I said, pennies and nickels, please.
They actually had that on that?
Bitch, that's a bank. That's Regions. We not no Synovus or nothing. We not that. What's that shit at Kroger?
For real?
What's that shit at Kroger? Not PNC. What's that shit at Kroger, bitch?
So you had a big duffel bag to carry all that chain
now? It was a clear bag. They gave me money bags, actually. Green Regions money bags. Girl, if they was enrolled, they was already count, like, you know, five. You know, because the nickels is what? $5 a roll?
For one roll.
Or is it $2?
For $50.
No, girl, I didn't get no quarters. I got pennies.
No, so you know you got the
50 cents. Pennies come in 50 cents.
Yeah, the pennies come in.
Yeah, 50 cents. Did the dimes come in, what, $5? I think the dimes are $5. I don't know. I ain't counting no damn drawdown. It's so damn long, bitch.
I think the quarters are... $10?
Quarters are $10. The nickels, I don't know. Y'all can call in if y'all fucking want to or whatever. But the nickels are $5. The dimes are $10.
And the quarters
are $10 too. The quarters are $10.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make sense to put $20 for quarters and shit. Or is it? No, okay.
Or the dimes $5?
I think the dimes is $5 because it's 50 dimes. Yeah. Yep. And the nickels is $2. Gotta be $2. $2? The nickels are $2. I don't know, girl. Let's see. Fuck it.
Hey Siri.
What are the denominations of the corn rolls?
Corn rolls.
Here's what I found.
Ow. You can't read it? Can you read it to me?
From Canada.
No, I want to know the denomination of corn rolls that you can read to me, please.
From calendar for tomorrow.
You're telling my fucking business, girl.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm sure you don't. Siri, what are the denomination of corn rolls?
I found this on the web.
See, I'm sick of you.
Hold on.
She keeps saying no because she had it right the first time. Now the bitch talking about corn rolls. What, I said something rude to her?
Yo,
Siri's a G, bitch.
Before you put on her, when she starts talking, you said you asked the question again.
No.
Like you can't read it to me and that's
no. This is AI, artificial intelligence. It's supposed to be able to fix that. You like you can ask the bitch if she's self aware.
Watch
it. Siri, are you self aware?
Well, I'm soft aware.
See, she's not self aware. When she becomes self aware, judgment day, run, bitch.
The domination of Cornwall.
Genesis on fire, goddamn. I want to see new Terminator so bad. Oh my god, and I'm not even a fan. It just looked like it's fucking badass. No shade. Sarah Connor's still alive after all these years. I want to see that motherfucking movie.
The denomination of cornrows.
See, she's so proper. I bet you pulled up too, didn't you?
Pulled up.
Pull up on me, like Cardi B said. You know I'm sharing. I miss the hood sometimes.
She's so fucking a classless.
No, oh, you what? Are you talking about Cardi B?
Yeah.
Kirk, you mad because you didn't make
farting
it.
Farting the goddamn bag.
She mad because she was a stripper and she not rapping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For what?
I didn't want to be a
your dream ain't her dream. We know. Here she goes. Self-righteous, too. Mind you, I forgot to say, China is my friend who just...
It's an experience. I didn't have to.
See? It's an experience. Girl, well, you know, me stripping was an experience as well. Oh, speaking of R.I.P.
Sorry.
No,
I
want to say R.I.P. I want to say R.I.P. because one of my friends recently passed on. His name is Decay Decatur. No, his name ain't Decatur. I'm sorry. It's GA. My bad.
Sorry,
I'm tripping. But yeah, my friend GA from Texas. He just passed on. And I wanna give my respects and stuff to him. So who me?
No, it's my new bitch.
Oh, I'm about to say who? Y'all Google? Yeah,
that
so.
Cornrows. Bitch, I don't care about no cornrows.
I told you she was going to say cornrows. I think the bitch trying to be funny, right?
Yes.
You the one that speak proper, let you tell it. She said it right for me the first time. I just interrupted her, okay? Like, these girls are like, I ain't got a little dialect about me, honey. You don't know where I'm from. Child, please. I don't sound like I'm straight up out of Atlanta. Who's out with little all bad bougie? Girl, please. Good night. Now, that's Decatur.
Hater and who is
friend, I need to take some pictures in front of your house like this, so you need to come on.
Panties, okay.
Pictures. Panties are what? You had to type it in.
No,
see how she gives into technology? I would argue with Missouri fat ass all goddamn day long. Bitch, you're going to put corn rows up here, and you're going to know.
With a dumbass computer?
Girl, I love it, girl.
The hell?
That's teaching that
who's
dumb bitch.
Me or them?
She is, because she got to
no,
know.
I'm not about to argue with
she got to learn your tongue, honey. She don't have no native tongue. Girl, she got to learn your native tongue. You sound like a hood bitch. That's why she gave you cornrows.
No.
Instead of coin rolls.
Not lazy. Fuck out of here.
Hey, Siri. What is the denomination of coin rolls?
These fucking retarded ass people.
I found this on the web.
Bam! There you go. You ready to hear it, friend? I got
yes,
it again.
Go ahead. Thank
right,
you.
Why she's still over there typing.
Thank you.
Why she's still over there typing.
Yes.
Oh, you ready? I'm gonna tell you. Let's see, 50 cents. One moment. I feel like somebody is texting me down. My watch is jumping off my wrist, bitch. Hey! That's the next song. My watch is. I had to go back. I fucking pressed the button again. I'm sorry, y'all. Here we go. Standard rolls of U.S. coins. That's how she wants you to ask it. What are the standard rolls of U.S. coins? Nobody got time for that. Girls, you had it right the first time. What is the denomination of coin rolls? Coins enter circulation in the United States via the Federal Reserve. We already know. I still don't understand how a nation that makes its own fucking money can be in debt. Bitches, y'all don't print some shit up and pay some goddamn body. Y'all better. That's so stupid to me. Yeah, y'all gonna give inflation. What is it? Inflation and all that. Girl, Miss Thing, those are all made up motherfucking terms to keep us what? Slavery minded.
50 cents.
Penny 50 cent, we were right. Ding ding ding. Next, where's your Alexa Dixon Bear?
Five.
Bet your little bitch can't twerk better than me, huh?
Is it the
course? Well, come on, girl. Nickels is $5.
Bitch, my sight, bitch.
Oh, your phone went off again. Girl, and she's sitting there talking about iPhones are vanity. Girl, you look like you need to.
I'm talking about my own fucking. I'm talking about seeing shit up.
Oh, pennies are 50 cents. Nickels or 5 cents are $2, like I said. Dimes are 5, like you said, friend. Quarters, 25 cents are $10, correct. Yeah. Half dollars are $10, and $1 are 25. I paid Miss Carolyn of 718 motherfucking Evelyn Place. Motherfucking pennies and nickels. That bitch had a bag full of two $1.50
I'm about to say, nigga, I'll give you a whole bunch of goddamn pennies.
I said it right on the hood of her Mercedes Benz.
And
turned around.
$5?
And turned back like,
it'll be 500 pennies.
Loretta Devine did and said, is she watching? Yeah, she's watching.
500
pennies. I can wait. I'm going to have my surgery, get my afterthought booty.
But the nigga, like, ain't got the money. But bitch, you stopped and got some fucking weed.
Bitch, if that nigga pull up while I'm over here to ask you for $5, girl, I promise you.
He wants to be sitting out there looking stupid.
I'm going to say, I'm going outside just like this. And said, what you need?
Here are these pennies.
What you need, boo? The police gonna give me for solicitation.
You can pop up on me if you want from
the wall. You better pull up on me. I heard you talking smack. With the shit.
You should be in fucking embarrassed.
Just pull up. He ain't embarrassed. That's the shit. Niggas ain't embarrassed what the fuck they need to be embarrassed for. They embarrassed because they friends don't like little mongoloid children that's saying they ain't happy to be adopted. They're not embarrassed when the niggas calling their phone. You don't have anything to be embarrassed about. But the niggas calling a woman for a $5 ticket. Nigga, if you don't eat that $5, who is your fucking mama?
A woman.
Who the fuck? I'm just saying, you're a woman. He's bugging you for $5. My daddy taught me that. Huh, woman? Y'all, them women get away with everything.
Except giving that gas money.
Man, if you waste gas to come over here to get $5 worth of gas to ride back home, pussy. Oh,
if you that press $5, baby.
No, I'm finna be outside fighting them a fishnets.
You might want to hang yourself right now.
I'm finna be outside fighting them a fishnets. This is crazy. Mm-mm-mm. I'm gonna beat the shit out of this nigga. He said something about $5 to my friend. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm gonna whoop his ass. Who friend is this? Sound like someone of Roy's people. It is.
Nah, bitch.
It ain't. He's one of AJ's people.
Hell, fuck no. Nah.
Right, well, how you know this bum ass nigga? Girl, you doing all this talking of exclusive teeth.
The day that I motherfucker got my fucking hair, the next day right after I got my fucking hair done, I walked down to go to it.
This ain't the man. This ain't.
It's three different men. You one nigga I just fucking met, got done walking, whatever. Like, and they gave me a ride to work, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I gave me a little gas.
This was so long ago. Your hair needs to be redone. He's still on about block his ass.
No. He took me where I need to go to yesterday.
Oh, give me $5, Charlie. You fucking bullshit. You trying to
make
you trying to make some nigga handle you over months for $5. Get that man. He need his gas money now.
No.
Shit. Well, I'm gonna tell you why he know. No. I take half that shit. I said, man.
I give him his gas money, but that's my fucking other point.
This girl trying to make it seem like he didn't just do that.
You want me to come over and chill with you because you want some pussy, and that's what you tell me you want some pussy.
Oh, I'm not a $5 hoe, bitch.
Bitch, what the fuck? How the fuck you gonna get some pussy? You ain't got no bait, bitch.
I mean, he might be thinking, I don't know.
Nigga, I'm not saying I won't give
it to you. I had broke as hell, too. I had broke as fuck.
You gonna wait to get that
girl,
shit.
Girl, I act so broke, bitch. Girl, these people running around here calling me a broke bitch, girl. One thing I am is never broke, sweetie. Number two, girl, just because you're afraid to ask me for it, don't mean I'm broke, bitch. Number three, girl, just because you're afraid to ask me for it, don't mean I'm broke, bitch. I ain't never been a broke bitch. Long as my mama still walk this earth. Three people assumed me that I was broke, girl, because I wasn't doing what they wanted me to do, which is basically giving away revenue. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Man, fuck you.
Exactly. Thank you. So what I'm saying is, girl, he might be in
between. Bitch, you think I broke all you fucking want to.
He might get paid on Wednesday. You had to go somewhere yesterday. So, bitch, he need his $5. Shit.
Bitch, look.
What kind of car he got? I tell you if it's going to make a difference.
Bitch, let me tell you this, bitch.
What kind of car this nigga got?
Number one.
What kind of car he got, Johnny?
What, a Durango?
Oh, bitch. That's his... Girl, he need that for his car note. Fuck you, babe.
That nigga don't need shit. Let me tell you why.
Oh, well,
you try to make it sound like
him,
you ain't
no
money.
Don't tell no man what
but
he needs.
You go to the goddamn gas station, buy a whole box of cigarettes, but you might not... I mean, then you got to go to the...
Girl, he has cigarettes in his budget.
Then you might... No, the fuck you did, nigga. That means then, nigga...
How you gonna tell this man what he needs?
You spent,
bitch, I wouldn't take your ungrateful black ass nowhere else.
Nigga, at the end of the fucking
bitch,
day,
weed is in my budget. Bitch, I need my $5 because that wasn't there.
Run me my money.
Just because you a woman, you ain't giving out. You ain't putting out. I ain't putting out. Give my $5,
shot
bitch.
That shit up to you got
I'm
touch.
Sorry. I'm sorry, shot old boy. Up. Whoever he is, I did not mean to jump on you like that. My friend made it seem like, honey, she owed you $5 from months ago when her braids were fresh. No, this bitch, you took this girl's
money. No, nigga, since I met you, everywhere you take me to work, I always gave you some gas money, bitch. Always.
Oh, so this is my topic. So since you always did it, since you always done it, that means you don't have to fucking do it.
I didn't mean
to
lay him in.
Girl, niggas swear. Black people swear. The gangs people play these days. The gangs people play these days. Now, that's the mentality to get your ass killed. But let me say, from beans anyway. Because, Miss Thing, just because you always, I hate for me to say,
you're a broke-ass nigga if I got to give you a fucking
rock. Girl, there you go. There you go, assuming again. No, bitch, I'm only broke to the bitches who take advantage because they used to do some. No, bitch, I'm only broke to the bitches who want to take advantage because they think they owe something. Fuck you.
Get some pussy for me.
Bitch, I don't want none of your fucking pussy. I want my $5, ho. Shit, fuck man. You mean.
Shit, man.
Pay me. Fuck you, pay me, bitch. You legendary statement.
Huh? How the fuck you got them all for a nigga you don't fucking know?
Girl, because, girl. Are you fucking serious? Look at the way you feel. I promise you, 85% of females feel just like your ass.
The whole point was, nigga, I give you a fucking money.
When?
Don't sit right here and
trip about it's $5, girl. If you're going to give me my money, you should have been did that.
Well, you should have asked about it.
You should have gave it to me when your ass got out of my fucking car.
I'm giving
it
to you when I'm getting to you.
See, and that's going to make me never answer your fucking phone call again. That's all he want to do.
I don't give a fuck.
He wants you to pay him $5 so he can block your ass.
I don't want him. Bitch, please.
Girl, everybody think they sugar the shit, bitch. They think they sugar guys
give, baby. I don't want you no way.
Girl, I ain't say I want my money, bitch. I don't want your dusty ass either. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, because let me tell you something. For the last 2 months.
So now I'm dusty?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying.
That's not what that nigga thinking.
Oh, you don't know what he thinking. You can never tell nobody what they oh my gosh. You keep walking right into them, bitch. No, I'm not.
You broke your neck to got them hollering at a bitch.
Who, me?
That's my him.
Girl, look, let me tell you something.
Fuck out of here.
First argument I have with this.
Any nigga I fuck with, and you think you're gonna fuck with me, you're not gonna come to me about no goddamn money.
Roy will.
No petty ass money.
Roy will.
Roy will buy some money?
Yeah.
What? I always gave him his money.
So?
All of it.
So?
Every last drop.
Make Roy pay
for it. Anything I fuck with.
Make Roy pay for it.
Come with some money.
Make AJ pay for it.
Anything I fuck with.
Don't be over here down.
He always pay for it.
That nigga paying broke, bitch, because he don't want you.
Period.
Fuck you, man. That's why he don't want your ass. He don't want you. He just want his money. And I can sympathize with him because at the end of the day, I'm all about a green bill, baby. Last time I checked, Andrew Jackson. Last time I checked, Andrew Jackson spent the same every fucking week.
Get $5
in these pants. Bitch, I need $5. Okay, give me $5 a piece. I will, just like this. I bet y'all get his number, get him, take me out. And it'd be more, and I won't own shit, bitch. $5, I'll take your man,
you
honey.
And he got ragged-ass dreads. You're not going
to like him. You know, I don't do hair. You know, I don't do hair.
You don't like no
way. You know, I don't do hair. I stopped right here. He wear Air Force Ones.
Uh-huh.
He wear Air Force Ones. I'm shallow, bitch.
You know what?
I'm shallow.
I know he had some raggedy shoe, but I don't know what kind of shoe that was.
I bet you the Air Force Ones
and
black.
And dirty as fuck.
Uh-huh. I bet you the black Air Force Ones are white. Real dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you know that?
Because, girl, that's the type of nigga he sound like. Every nigga
that you know. I'm just talking about, like, every time I'm
But your argument number one with you is...
It's not that I told him I'm going to take and get this whatever the third. Okay. And it wasn't that I didn't. At the end of the day, when I supposed to gave it to him, he was supposed to brought me back to the house.
Okay.
But Mallory called me.
Now you want to chump a check down and say you owe him like $3. Girl, get him in
for it. No, it's not even fucking that.
I'll give him $5 for you.
It ain't for nothing. It's friend. Girl, that's not a problem about the money.
He got a truck. At the end of the day, gas is $2.49.
I got a problem paying the fucking money. Well, my whole thing
I know.
Is
if I was him,
up.
I'm not going
to
argue
you
with
needed,
you
if
it.
You needed that bad, I would have got it from goddamn what's name until I got home and gave it to him.
Girl, if I needed it that bad, I would have never told you I needed it. Did you offer the $5 or that's what he told you?
I offered the fucking $5.
Okay. Well, case closed, man. You offered $5. So, therefore, be a woman, stick to your word, and pay the man. Call and tell him to come get it right now.
No.
I'll pay it for you. Call someone to
do it. No.
Yes.
For what?
Because, girl, you don't get that fucking type of power. That's the problem with people in this world today. That's what I was trying to get to. Within your argument, which was very, very informative.
So you call back, come on, get this little $5.
Well, like I said, girl, he come to get it from you. You better count the 500 pennies out. I'm not counting shit. I'll take it out there. But he gonna come get his money.
You said you'll pay it.
Yeah, I'll help you find your money to pay it. That's what I'll do. I'll give you $3 on it. I'll give you $3 on it, girl. You give him $2 in pennies? Come on. I got $5 over change in the bottom of this fucking bag. Find it. You hear it? What I'm saying is, within your argument, which was very informative, I seen traits of how people feel. And
you don't even know where the fucking shit even started from.
I
you
don't have to.
And friend, that's fucked up.
Oh God, girl, see
how
you missing a point. First
one
of all, you didn't even hear my argument. You didn't hear my argument. I listened to yours. I said it was very informative. Now, what I pulled from your argument was because you have in the past, you don't have to do it today.
I'm not saying it was in the past. I'm saying in any given time, I ain't got no problem giving
I'm
you money
so
for your
so glad
for you your
go,
back
I'm so glad you're going.
What I'm saying is, I've never.
I'm so glad you're going to listen to this. I'm so glad.
My whole point is. What you type did of nigga, say what type that. Of nigga is trying to get with me and get some pussy, and I got to goddamn pay for a ride.
That was your point.
No, fuck that.
China, that was your point, right? Now, what? Let me tell you what I pulled out of that. What I pulled out of it was,
Look, you know what?
This no, you can't interview. Girl, you just yelled. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it.
Blow my fucking high.
Girl, my high ain't blown, bitch. No you are, you. Dollars. Well, first you of all, no. First of all, that's number three right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get all three of mine out. Whether you keep coming chiming in or whatever, I'm going to continue to pick up where the fuck I left off at. Because everyone heard your side.
For a friend, though, for real.
No, for real. Let me tell you something. This is not really you're going to let me friend. Say what I want to say, though. This is why it's a candid conversation, it's friend. Now, you can't check me and I can't check you back.
How you checking about something like...
First of all, I'm not checking you and his friendship, relationship, whatever. I'm checking the way you thinking about it. That's called deeper, baby. Relax. Breathe and receive. Relax. Breathe and receive. You think...
I didn't say I didn't want to pay him at all.
Every fucking time I open my mouth, this girl starts yelling. Have you ever been taught...
But I didn't say I was going to pay him.
Have you fucking ever been taught active listening skills?
No, not listening to shit. Oh,
okay. Well, don't listen. My audience want to hear it, so could you not be rude? Thank you. What I was fucking saying was, like I said... No, you said... Bitch, you ain't even let me finish on what my reasoning. Girl, please, I'm on some Freud shit. Why are you over here on LaQuisha shit? Yeah, I'm on some Freud shit. Some ink splots on your ass. Why don't you listen, and then when I'm done, you can say fuck it. I don't give a fuck, but I'm going to get it out. I let you get yours out every time I open my mouth, so why you can't show me the same kind of courtesy? And that's what we do here on Candid Conversation. You have your point of view, but I can respond. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Like I said, please don't interrupt me. Now, first...
This is rude.
No, it's not rude. I'm not judging. Let's clear the slate. I'm not judging. I don't
it's
give
not
a.
It's not that.
Every time I open my mouth, she stopped me.
And you came over here going off on a
girl. I went off on a man's level who needed his $5 because I'm petty as fuck, bitch. I'll fall out with your ass over 80 cents. 5 cents. Bitch, I handled a nigga for 2 years that owed me 50. Bitch, we are laughing, but you took it.
Girl, you're yelling at me.
Girl, because you keep yelling. You keep interrupting and yelling. I asked your motherfucking ass to release, relax, and receive. You ain't done nothing but relax. You ain't even fucking breathe. Man, fuck you, man. You tripping. Because I can't say my point of view, but you gonna say, oh, fuck that, I wanna hear it. Girl, please, it's not for me or you. It's for everyone else. That's what you fucking fail to realize. I'm not yelling at you. I'm very opinionated. I'm passionate. Like I said, I'm gonna get my shit out. I let you get your shit out every time I open my mouth. You gonna let me get mine out. We can still have fun. I ain't mad. You the one in your feelings. Get out your feelings. They have a tendency to control you, sweetie. Next, like I was saying, now, how China feels is 85% of everybody else, I believe. Because for the last 2 months, a motherfucker has told me because they used to do it, they don't have to do it anymore. That's what I heard. Number one. Number two, I done argued with this girl so much. She done cut me off. I done lost my fucking train of thought. So, I don't even know what it is. Oh, number two was, because, you know, you're going to wait and hold on until I'm ready to give it. Girl, bye. Number three was just the whole fact of you cut it off at your reasoning and your belonging alone. You never even took into consideration that this man might need his $5. You offered it. Be a woman. Be a man of your word and take care of it. That's all I'm saying.
And I am.
See, she's still mad. Grow up. Grow the fuck up. She mad because a nigga like her.
Girl, it's all negative.
Girl, fuck
it's
you. Like do I ever got to girl, you don't ever have to be another motherfucker. Girl, because life ain't fucking.
Laughing.
Life ain't no joke, bitch. And we are having a good joke. We are having a good joke. I'm laughing. Bitch, listen to yours. You keep interrupting me. You're not showing me common courtesy. You're not practicing active listening. You're not doing none of that. Girl, I'm not yelling. I have to talk over you. That's the fucking problem. If you wait until your turn to speak, then we wouldn't have no problem. Throw your phone on the ground, do whatever the fuck it is you want to do. Girl, I'm not a mean person. I'm very fair. I'm very lucrative. I listen. I listen to you yell over me the whole time about this issue. I never was even upset. Girl, I don't even know this nigga. Fuck that. What? Both y'all can suck my dick. For real.
Why are we even talking about it?
Girl, both y'all can suck my dick, bitch. You got your motherfucking views. I got mine. We can agree to disagree. I don't even know this nigga, but I offered to walk outside and give this motherfucker the money. Fuck out of here. No, because you got me pissed off, girl. It's been dropped. I dropped you in that conversation a long time ago.
But But believe me, you're talking over me.
Trust me. Girl, now she's talking calm. That shit ain't gonna work, bitch. I don't feel like relaxed breathing and receiving shit after you done yelled at me 7 times and interrupted me.
Yelled at you, really?
Yeah, you did. It's on tape. It's clearly on fucking tape. No, I ain't playing shit back. My audience will play it back and they will comment and they will let you know how clearly you're an asshole.
Play it back.
You took me here. When people take you there, they don't like it. That's the whole point, too. Another point I'm talking about. All these motherfuckers. For the whole year, I've been dealing with motherfuckers. Calm down, Beans. You gotta change. You gotta stop yelling. You can't treat me like that. Girl, please, when I get there, it's no the point of no return. Now everybody wanna be calm. Girl, I was speaking calm the first time.
I was, girl, bitch,
please, you've yelled at me plenty of times. Whether it's in your own girl, you can put me out. I can leave.
I yelled at you in your house.
Bitch, I can go.
You can never say that.
I can go.
You can never say that.
I can go. No, you didn't yell at me in my house. You just set my alarm off and walked up the street. Next.
Set your alarm up.
Girl.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm
shooting
all the time.
Oh, you
saw when I was leaving?
I'm that part, girl.
Quietly?
You didn't leave quietly. The police showed up after you left.
You didn't answer the phone.
Who? Why would I? I wasn't home, China. I wasn't home. There was eight other people. Eight other people in the house, bro. You gonna let all these people in.
Why would I go upstairs when who's upstairs? Never been there.
Now she's on excuse for that. Girl, I love you so much, girl. But
friend, you have to understand. You didn't say a friend if you go on leave.
Friend, I love you so much. But you have to understand that, girl. You might see the world in, you know, what is it, I see the world in nails and scales and puppy dog tails. Y'all made the sugar and spice and everything nice. Everything's pink and fluffy where you stay and what you live in. Girl, please. I live a line of what? Clean lines and straight edges. Sorry. I'm very cut to the chase, girl. If you feel a little aggression in my voice, don't blame my mind, blame my heart. Man, fuck out of here. I'm not mad. I ain't mad at you. I can come back from anything except disrespect. And you ain't disrespected me yet. You're very passionate about a situation. I love it. I love the fact that you actually got a rise out of something. You just seem to think it's the wrong thing. See, girl, that's what women don't understand about men. Women are the only people who feel this way, bro. And I'm gay, bitch. You would think I knew. I don't know women at all, sweetie. I'm gay as hell. I don't know no fucking women. I don't try to. All my girlfriends are, you know, lipsticks and they're nice straight women, you know. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm not that gay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the gay to twist your motherfucking hair. I'm not the gay to do your hair. I'm not the gay to give you no type of fashion advice. I know how to dress me and men, period. I don't got time for that gay shit. I understand what's going on. I'm a man. I live my life as one. Fuck that powder puff girl shit, girl. Nobody care. You and your feelings because he want to fuck. He probably got a big... He ugly and he wear Air Force Ones. His dick is probably huge. That's the shade. The nigga probably got a monster cock in his pants.
No,
I'll find out.
I already found out.
Oh, you already found out he's little too? That's really why she did.
I ain't fucking with
me. That's really why she did. I don't blame him because I would be just as mad too if a little dick nigga was trying me over $5. Nigga, don't be calling me like your dick big as fuck. Get off my line, ho. Period. Don't be calling my phone like you big dick Willie. I know you don't want it. We know who you want. Tell the world right now. You're on candy camera. Conversation, Aubrey. Excuse me. Who?
Aubrey Todd. Jamal Todd.
Work Aubrey.
Aubrey.
I love that name. Is it spelled like Ombre almost? Aubrey.
It's
Aubrey. Now, I bet you.
Aubrey.
Oh, it's still cold. Yes. Now I'm opening my cidre because it's a perfect complement to my tequila, Milagro, Reposado. You said what, ma'am?
Said shout out to the A Jizzle.
Oh, shout out to A Jizzle. Nigga, you're gonna have to pay for that motherfucking plug. How about that? Mm-hmm. Nah, your wife got you or whatever. R.I.P. Roy. Yo, and Roy's a fella cancer. I'm just over him. We ain't gonna get mad like me, bitch. Like, Roy, when's he gonna get upset like me? I just don't understand. He's a cancer girl. You know, cancer's really on the table so much. But, girl,
I don't care what I'm
off on
the table.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. No disrespect, bitch. Okay, all I'm saying is, girl, he's a cancer girl. He ain't flipped yet, bitch.
I don't give a fuck.
That nigga ain't flapjacked yet, bitch.
I don't give a fuck.
Ooh, that's the... Well, hold on. What's my friend? My friend's a Gemini. She don't give a fuck.
Too.
She don't give a fuck. I think she born on the... I think she born on the cusp, though. You see how much this bitch want world peace, honey? Child. You ain't necessarily got to flip, girl. He just got to stand up.
The only thing I'm scared of is giant fucking big cockroaches.
I got to sleep with one eye open.
I don't.
Because this man won't leave me alone. Girl, I do, goddamn. Yeah, girl, that's the shade, girl. I've been in a hotel for the last week. Man, my friends didn't even ask me why. I'm a victim of domestic violence, and I'm sleeping with one eye open, so I got to get the fuck on. But see, you know, it's okay. I ain't told none of my friends that, you know, but that's why it took me 5 days to get over here, girl. I had to get some rest. God damn it. I wasn't getting no rest. My voice was hoarse. I could barely talk, make it to the doctor, all that bullshit. You know, I was in a car wreck that almost killed me. Girl, y'all would be appalled at some of the things that were said to me over the phone. And it wasn't even rude. It was just pure discontent, discernment. One bitch promised me she was coming over, bringing me a heating pad and a whole plate. So, girl, when I called a bitch and I said, girl, what happened to yesterday? At least the hoe didn't lie. Now, at least the bitch didn't lie. The bitch said, well, girl, I forgot. I said, you know what?
I was fucking.
No, she said, I forgot. And I said, you know what? Okay. I said, okay, that's cool.
How do you forget some shit you offer?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, girl, how do you forget some shit you offer? I didn't call you to ask you that.
I asked you this. I didn't come over this.
Mind you, you already know what she called to ask me the first night. And I told her. Yeah. You know, that's when I told her. You know, like, girl, you know, I'm a little under the weather. I can't be doing a lot of moving. Doctor said I'm really fucked up. Girl, this girl offered all types of oxtails and things. Girl, I don't even eat them, but I was going to take them, bitch, though, you know, because, hey, shit.
You got a lot of kicking.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. They don't feature me fronting. So, you know, I called her the next day, like, girl, what happened to you? I need to edge up. Child. Girl, I forgot. She said, I ain't going to lie, I forgot. But, yeah, so, girl, this girl gets very much, I forgot about your ass. I said, oh, okay. That's cute. So this girl know good damn well she can never, ever, ever call my phone again talking about I don't care about her. Like, girl, if you ever call my phone talking about I don't care about you, Miss Thing, you're going to gag. Bitch, not only am I not going to even entertain that, I'm probably going to hang up on your fucking face. Period, poo. Oh, shout out to the city girls. Bitch, I went on iTunes today and Miss Miami got 3 more songs turning up. I wish I could play them for y'all. YouTube it. Go to iTunes. Bitch, she got a song with a white girl that's cute, bitch. I don't know the girl. I don't know the little girl name, but she look like, she got black hair. She look real funny looking, but the song is cute. No shade. Miss Miami got a nasty mouth. Or whoever writing for that bitch got a nasty mouth. And I said, they said it's Lil Yachty. They said it's Lil Yachty, bitch. I let them sit on this remote.
Yeah, though.
Who? You think?
Don't be talking about shit.
My friend like Bruce Springsteen and Celine Dion. Which is nothing's wrong with that. I love Celine Dion. My heart would definitely go on. Y'all hear about the Titanic too? Not going to see it. The first one is like 6 months long, bitch. I'm good.
You say it. At the end.
Well, she threw the blue diamond. First of all, I'm not throwing shit back in the ocean. Give a fuck, Jack. I'm not throwing nothing back in no goddamn ocean. And they said it's a true story. They had a whole excavation on Discovery Channel about going to find this fucking diamond. Rose, you a dumb bitch. Fuck you throw that shit back in the ocean for. That was the most expensive piece of jewelry on earth at the time. Bitch, I would have dived that bitch in my pussy like bees, bitch. It belongs in the ocean. Ever since she got the necklace did nothing but bring bad shit. You know what I'm saying? So she threw it in the ocean. Girl, I would have got off that motherfucking rock. That split that Titanic in two. Sold it. Been sitting at the table at a nice, raw, young age, 16.
I mean, you talking motherfuckers that have money. So
no, they had money. Rose could have sold the necklace and had her own. My mama's money's never been mine. My daddy made that very clear. I don't have money.
I mean, certain things in life, you just can't pay for.
Mm-mm. We never had money. My mama always did.
She probably felt like you weren't even worth the fucking, that bought all this fucking, all this negative shit.
Girl, why? Because money's the root of all evil.
I mean,
damn sure make the shit feel better.
Like, what the fuck? But I mean, to her, it just.
Who? Rose?
To her, it just.
Yeah, girl. I mean, you know.
It means shit to her.
Blah, blah, blah. Stop, stop, stop. Girl, I'm talking about a real entrepreneur standpoint. I mean, I was born a hustler. It's in my blood. So, you know, she was born that pillow princess. Sit there. Everything was given to her. Silver platter. Everything was given to me. Gold teeth. But, you know, hey. I prefer to hustle, bitch. I'm just looking at it from a hustle standpoint. I would flip that motherfucking chain. Just like any nigga that give you a piece of jewelry, ring, or something. Girl, they're called gifts under one of these articles of the in the state statutes. Y'all better not give them back. That's how you know if the nigga really loves you or not. How much your ring costs. Bitch, when I was married, my husband looked at me and said, you know my ring costs $10,000, right? I looked at him and said, baby, I'm going to work 3-4 jobs to get it. I got one. He didn't. And it's a good goddamn thing. You wanna know why? We didn't last that long. Next. And I pawned it. I had no sentimental value for it. It's a piece of jewelry. I'm shallow. Woo, 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 woo. But, I mean, what am I holding on to it for? See, now that's something that people would think I shouldn't be shallow about. Me, on the other hand, I feel like, you know, if she was a cute piece, I would have kept her. But please, like, I'm literally finna go home and I ain't gonna tell y'all what I'm about to do. Everybody gonna think I'm crazy. But it's just because I wanna fix it myself. I don't wanna send it off. I don't wanna take it to the shop. I don't wanna wait in the fucking mall. I don't wanna do none of that. I want to do it myself and I wanna fix it. I'm finna go home and knock a pin out of one of my Rolexes. Mm-hmm. See, I'm finna go knock a pin out of it and try to, like, you know, cause slightly. Somebody had did something, and, you know, it's a little mark on it, and I don't fancy it too much. So, I want to get it out, and I want to fix it myself.
Surprise, it ain't missing.
It ain't going nowhere. Girl, I keep that big girl.
You already know why I said that.
Girl, I keep them under lock and key. Mind you, I only got two because I bought one for somebody else.
I would never leave that person in my house.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. Mm-mm. See, my friend, I was talking about me being negative, but yeah, she stayed putting me in a little punk-ass space, girl.
Some of your goddamn
crackhead friends. Who you talking about, Eddie or Steve?
Shamir. I ain't talking about.
Are you talking about Shamir? Shamir don't steal. My friend don't steal. She don't steal. Shamir don't steal.
I don't know.
I would kill her. She knows that. Bitch, everybody get it the same way. China, you know that shit. Bitch, girl, please. Shamir don't steal, honey. Trust and believe me. Trust me. I've had people steal from me. Okay. Hell, the people I stay with steal from me, girl. Don't do me.
They just come somebody from
girl, everybody steals from me.
I smoke crack at their house.
Everybody steals from me. I mean, girl, you know, we all got our vices. We ain't judge. Girl, but you was the main one saying we ain't judge. You said I don't judge. You're the same girl that gave us some clothes.
I'm talking about the respect factor, like, who the, you know what I'm saying?
You know, the shock factor, the wow factor. Like, girl, I didn't know we was cool like that. Yeah, of course not. You wasn't. You didn't even know her. You did all the shit for me. So just imagine how embarrassed I am. I'm very embarrassed. I met this guy at the gas station the other day. Guess what he told me? I was so ashamed and bashful at the same time I was kind of happy. Guess what the man said? What? First of all, he was a light skinned older guy, and he was in front of me. Can I be shallow for a minute? He was driving a Maserati, pumping gas in his wingtip Louis Vuitton, not Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton. You know what, bitch, let me tell you what got me to even pay attention to this motherfucker. He had on driving gloves, and he wasn't giving you chauffeur tees. He was giving you very much his, their isotoner. Woo! I was giving yes, bitch. I'm waiting on the Toomey to come out the back seat, the trunk, or whatever, you know. But hey, I was living. But anyway, he spoke. I didn't think he was gonna speak because, you know, I'm getting out of what Dope Boy Fresh. I hate that car. And mind you, you know, I don't be wanting to turn it off because she starts shooting at me. And girl, just a little trying to get that girl to come back home. So I ain't want to turn it off. And I got out of the car and I was like, damn, I don't want to turn my car off. He was like, you ain't gotta turn it off. Just, I'll watch it. I was like, you for real? He was like, yeah, I can't steal yours because I'm driving mine. And so I winked at him. I was like, you can give me the keys, though. He was like, we'll see. So when I came back from paying for my gas or whatever, he was pumping my gas, friend. See, you can't tell ignorant people nothing like that because they were swelling me down. I got his phone number and da 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 da. I don't never get my phone number out, sweetie. He gave me his. The bullshit, I didn't even put it in my phone. I put it in my notes. That's where I know I'm never gonna call it. Like, it's no name under it. I think it says like Maserati guy or something like that. It's no name under it or nothing. He didn't even offer to take me out on a date. He was just like, do you live around here? I was like, yeah, I stay up the street. I mean, at first I was a little ratchet with the approach because I was giving very much, nigga, what you want? Like, but then I noticed the little shallow things that I like. I looked at his feet first. Then I looked at his wrists. I had to get past the gloves. And I gave very much, I'm kidding. I'm gonna say hello. You know? So I was like, hello. And you know, he heard me on the phone because I think I was on the phone talking to, I don't know if it was Keisha. I was talking to one of my homegirls. I was talking to somebody. And I was like, damn, I don't want to turn my car off. He was like, you ain't got to. He was like, you want to leave it running? I was like, yeah, I'm going to just put some gas. And, you know, it went down from there. But I think it was one of the situations where you, like, people just... Right. People just randomly say, hey. People randomly speak to me. You know what I'm saying? And I, at the end of the day, bitch... I told you, it changed color, but I want to... I'm taking it back. Because it's supposed to rotate, friend. Like, I didn't do no... It's supposed to...
take my gift back.
Look, it's supposed to fucking change color, friend. Like,
you got to switch it.
Hold on, Matt, put it in the middle. You're right. Okay, there you go. It's just in the middle makes it change, I think. And when you want to stay on the color, you just push it all the way over. Okay. I'm not taking it back. I'm just saying. I want it to be right. I don't give you nothing that's ain't fucking right. But see, look, it gets stuck on green. It gets stuck on green. No, there you go. There you go. Change the look. You want to go to the fair? Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Right now. Bitch, I got to get the rest of them. $1.50. I got to get the rest of them. Because I have an idea right now. I just had an idea. This is what's going to replace the altar that y'all say is in my bathroom. The altar that's in my bathroom. Oh my God. The little shrine that says MOE, money over everything.
I want to show you something. They said on Facebook, said the neighbors seemed nice, but they had a picture of the neighbor was butt naked and had the little dildo that had the sucky thing.
That's me.
On the window.
That's me.
That shit was so funny. I thought about you.
That's me. Right, because mind you, I seem nice when you walk into my motherfucking house, bitch. And what is blow up, dog? The blowies meet you at the door, baby. When you get down to the bottom step, I got a new one, honey. She has on a pink tutu. She's one of the candy girls from motherfucking Purge. And she meets you at the bottom of the steps. I just added a blue picket fence door to my, I can't tell you how long. There, girl.
What's the chance somebody
gonna
find you?
Let me see.
You just never know.
Never know who listens.
You know exactly.
Never know who listens. That's the beauty of my guests. I don't never know who it is. I just show up somewhere and everybody got an attitude. Okay. I'm like, yeah, y'all bitches heard it. Fuck you too. I don't care. What you gonna do? Boo. Hit me, beat me. You gonna punch me? Beat your ass. Nah. But yeah, see, that's what it is. You put it in the middle, friend, and it changes color. Now, this is fucking cute, right? I don't know what the fuck. Now, look, listen, wanna hear my idea? If we make it to the Family Dollar to buy all the rest of them, catch this. I'm going to fill it with the, you know, those little things that absorb the little beads that blow up when you put them in the water. Mm-hmm. Those, or I'm going to put them in, I'm going to put the little, have you seen the fluorescent rocks that I have now? Oh, you ain't never seen them, but I have these rocks that they're solar power. So as the light hits them, they shine like beads. They look like this. They look like the colors of the bucket. Mm-hmm. And bitch, we're going to actually put the rocks in the bottom, put the motherfucking water in the rocks, and guess what I'm gonna put on top? What? Lily pads and rubber duckies. And I'm gonna line them up. But I'm gonna line them up, and guess where they're gonna go? What? In, you know, upstairs, in that little piece we can't find nothing to do. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, that's somebody trying to buy my Apple Watch and my Apple iPhone and my other Apple Watch, right? Or the car, which one? Everything, bitch, everything's for sale except for me. I don't know how to sell pussy. Can't do it, never have. Can't sell ass, don't know how to sell dick. My mouth always gets it. I talk myself right up out the pussy every time I'm over it. I don't know, I get impatient. I start ripping and running and ranting and graving. I don't know what the fuck to do. It's like, give me the goddamn money. Leave it on the dresser. K. Michelle said, leave it on the nightstand, baby. Just leave it on the nightstand, baby. Ow. That's bad, man. I don't know no better. See, I think it's crazy. Look, it ain't changed colors. That's what I'm saying. They're defective. That's why them bitches is $1.50, girl. Because they say $3, but they're $1.50. And at the end of the day, don't they light up like my big ones?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to be so cute in the house, right? I mean, it's battery power. It's very much solar. I think it's going to work. I'm going to put the ducks in there. You know, I got ducks that's small. Like little itty bitty ducks. Lily pads. Succulents. And ducks. Each one is going to be its own little pond with its own color of ducks. I think they had like 8 or 9 still left. So we got to go to Metropolitan like now. Like, I'm having a Martha fucking Stewart moment and I got to fucking get there. Yeah, I am. What, you in my friend request? It looks like you are China. Oh, no, you're not. You're checking your man's page.
Yes.
What he got you? Oh, his baby mama got you blocked. Beat that bitch up. So whoop that whole ass. Because you got a problem with his kids. Girl, his kids will try to beat you up, girl. How old is his children? They grown?
Yeah.
Are they little, little babies? They like you. They don't know you. I wonder, can I get this wet? Can I get this wet? You think I can get this wet? What? Like, put water inside? Inside?
And what?
Inside there.
This thing right here?
Oh, it's inner and outer pods. So maybe, right? I don't know, Brent. I don't know about that. But it say LED. So you can get LEDs wet, though, right? Mm-hmm. Something got to anchor this bitch, girl. Now, come on, man. Oh, gosh. I meant to tell you. Guess who in the hospital? Oh, my God. I wish you well, honey. You got to get well. I'm actually going to go see him. I want to go see him today, but visiting hours are almost over. I'm going to go sit with Mike. Money Mike, my neighbor. Friend, guess what? Mm-hmm. Remember Mike, my neighbor.
Yeah.
He had throat cancer, girl. Oh, right, you know. And, child, I just... I said, I got to go see Mr. Mike, because, you know... Contrary to popular belief, Mike was my friend. Now, I ain't going to lie to you, the bitch. I pay attention when old school talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't claim to know everything, but I do listen when someone that has been on this motherfucking earth longer than me got something to motherfucking say. I ain't saying you can be like 1 or 2 years older than me, bitch. No, you got to be seasoned. Well seasoned, old enough, been around the block a few times. Bitch, you got to tell me something I can try and it work. Then I'm going to go listen to you. But Mike told me, he said, Beans, first the man take the drink, then the drink takes the man. Never knew. My fast ass never knew what that meant until I seen that bullshit go down. And it was the man, he took the drink. That drink took that man, baby. That drink took that man. And I said, now I know what Mike was saying. I have him on tape, too, when he said that, too. Because it was like every time Mike was like my old inspiration. We used to get Mike when he would just be talking. And I would record him because it's a lot of stuff Mike said I seen come to fruition. Also, there's a lot of things that Mike said that I also know for a fact. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. I always listen to old school. Listen to old school, old time. Anybody that's an elder, always respect them. I don't ever be... But see, let me tell you what I'm having a problem with now. Bitch, I'm an elder. 13-year-old little bitch. Don't talk crazy to me. Beat your ass. You 19-year-old little boy, I'll whoop your motherfucking ass. Nigga, fuck wrong with you? Talking to me, I don't got time to be hitting on nobody else's children. Hell, 26-year-old, I'ma fuck you up. You understand me? I'm an elder too. Now I ain't going now someone that's 26 years my senior, you can handle this shit. But girl, bye. Let me tell you what I bought from Walmart the other day, girl, for $2 damn. What? Some motherfuck. Oh my God, I think I left it there. At the motherfucking hotel. Bitch, they got this motherfucking lube in Walmart, baby. It's called Femme, F-E-M-M-E. It's always on the clearance rack. It's by Wet. You know the girls that make Wet Platinum, that's like $20 in the store. This hoe is 50 cent. And bitch, when I tell you she's so light, puff, light and fluffy, airy, baby. I just like it to jack off with, no shade. But girl, you know, I had put it a little bit in, you know, my baby. And my... Baby, he felt so good. Like, no shame. But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I'm only having sex with one person, which is still my ex. That's kind of crazy, right? I would think so. But, hey, I don't want to have sex with nobody else. I mean, I haven't started a whole new relationship. I just don't want to be in that one no more. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And I'm feeling good. You said your vagina jumped the beat when I did that. I saw this bitch pussy last night. Click had me clicking on the back of the ground. 9mm, 10 toes down. What you talking about? Had to stand up in that thing like old days. Batman watching over my shoulder. Go, babe. Hey, I got bars. Charlie, where you at? Got bars or whatever. But, you know, I love it. You know, relax, relate. What my friend says, relax, breathe, and receive. That's the best way I've ever heard it said. Relax, release, and release, and relate. I don't know what I'm releasing.
Relax, breathe, then receive.
Yeah, relax, breathe, then receive. All my shit says control your emotions or they will control you. So, take it how you want it, sis. I try to control my emotions. It never works. But, hey, I'm doing pretty good these days. I'm not spazzing. My heart rate...
Let me tell y'all, when the doctor tells you, I don't know how you're standing, it's kind of hard to stand back at the doctor and be like, girl. Just a little
trust me, I don't know. It's a miracle to me, too.
You know, I was just like, ooh, doc, for real. She was like, yeah. She was like, my nigga. I don't know how you used to standing up. I'm looking at her like, girl, I feel fine. But welcome to my world. Yeah, somebody trying to buy my iPad, my iPod, I mean, my iWatch. When I don't know. Autumn better hurry up, girl. I told Autumn I was going to sell it to her ass. But shit. This girl coming with the coin and the pain today, baby. And it's the 200 girls. She can have that shit. I'll give you the other one, Autumn. No shade, boo. Honestly. And I got to reread my motherfucking sponsors segment as well. Because, you know, we got plenty of sponsors here. Shut up. Big up. But anyway. I ain't giving China none of the money from this episode. She done. $5. It's not that much. We ain't rolling in the dough yet. But when we get on TV and stuff, and, you know, I need hair and makeup. Baby, my outfit's going to be sickening. You understand me? Because I feel like they're going to try to give me a BET show. Tyler Perry, so go ahead and get a little contract together or whatever. But see, the difference is, I want to be like, you know, my homegirl. Have you ever seen the Cliff Vlamir or whatever her name is? The boy that does the lace front. Famous for the lace front, but he raps now. And I don't even like femme boys, but I have the biggest fucking crush on this light-skinned nigga. Like, I promise you. He light-skinned, so you know I love him already. The fact that he puts on wigs and they be laid like real girl wigs, I don't know, I see right past that. Bitch, I want to eat them goddamn yellow yams. You understand me? I want to fuck him. Like, he is so fucking fine. That little nigga is fine. Like, oh my God, he is so fucking...
I thought she was trying to be...
No, he's beautiful. Bitch, that little boy is beautiful. Like, when I tell you he's a pretty boy...
No, I understand. Funny. I'm being single. I just want to fuck one person. Then you go into the, I will fuck him money.
I mean, she's like famous. She low-key famous, though. She like D-list, B, C-list, climbing to B-list celebrity. Like, she do all the girls' hair. So, bitch, like, no shade. I just want to lay up in the bed and let her suck my dick. Like, no shade. That thing, I want to eat his ass.
Ghost could have gotten to us and
hit the bitch, that girl, that, she look like she tastes.
Oh, fucking man.
She look like she tastes like pink motherfucking sugar. You understand me? The shit they dust on top of the sugar cookies. Oh my God, she's look her up. She on my IG. She's on my IG. Look her up. She's on my IG, bitch. When I tell you, and can rap, like that's what the part that makes him so.
She likes him.
Yeah, no, it's light skin and the sugar cookie that he look like he tastes like. But bitch, for real.
Oh, it's a he. I thought it was a she.
No, it's not a she, bitch. He wears hair the color of this pink dick. He is Cliff Vermeer. He doesn't, his name is Cliff Vmir. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I love him. Like, when I tell you, I hear him call me a stalker, but I was in his inbox a couple of times. Like, the first night I seen it, I know Lamar seen it on my face, bitch. I was like, I like him. I watched the whole season in, like, one night.
What's the name of the show?
It's not Cutting the NATL. It's, the Clip, I want to say the Clip Vermeer show. No, it's not, that's not it. Ooh, don't get it wrong, because I'm talking about I love this boy, and I don't know the name of his fucking show. I know it's on BET Her. Shit. I know that much. And it's called, something. It's just, type in Cliff, C-L-I-F-F-V-M-I-R. It'll pop up. Like, he's pretty as fuck. And he a little thick. Oh, girl, the bitch look like them little things that, what they call them? The pedophore cakes. You know, the little cute cakes. They got in Kroger and Publix.
Is he chocolate?
No, bitch. She's light skin. I'm telling you, the bitch like she tastes like pink sugar. Like, literally pink sugar. On a sugar cookie. Dusted with pink sugar. He look like his toes taste just like that. Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. He's pretty as fuck. And hair be done. He's a... Oh, my God. I just love this man. I promise you. Like, I just want fuck. He could probably be my, like, wife or whatever. But at the end of the day... I don't know. Cliff came from the hood, though. That's why I fuck with him. He still a lot of people call him Cliff. Like, bitch, you gotta have some element of Cliff, even if that's your daddy name. Or, you know, you got a little hood in you, Sean. I fuck with
I'm gonna call you my little cupcake. That thing is cute, girl. And I don't even like feminine boys who wear the nails and no titties, the nails and no hair. You know, nails and hair. I don't like no sissy like that, but that nigga ain't no sissy. He do hair, so that's why I feel like I can get past the whole hair thing, because the hair is, you know, the beauticians have to be like a walking billboard. You know what I'm saying? Who did your hair? Me, you know, boom, bam. Bands on bands. Fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? Then he rap, you know, I freestyle. So, you know, I'm with the shit. I love that hot shit, baby. I love that. She got a remix of the Hot Girl Summer. Turn it up. Oh, my God.
What's Hot Girl Summer?
Megan Thee Stallion and Nick Minaj. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that girl. But, you know, I like him, though. He's cute. He's the first boy of that type that I actually am attracted to. The shade is I would want him, everybody to know that's my boyfriend. Like, that's my nigga. Like, I probably would piss him off a lot because I'm always refer to him as a boy, and I don't know if he like wants to be. I can tell he don't want to be no woman. It's just he's really feminine. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I like him, and if he ever give me a chance, I'm gonna put my motherfucking beef out in that taco. Fuck you talking about. I don't want no feature. I don't want no check. I don't want none of that. I just want to taste your pussy, mommy. I just want to fuck you, like, dead ass. And I could be your little homie lover friend, your little secret. On the side, I'll be your little secret. That's how we could keep it. Like, she look like that nigga like me. Hardcore, from the street, from the block, you feel me? Gun toe and sling it, pop, pop, pop. But she also need a nigga who can put it on, because she need me to stand up there and talk when she do her hair and show them bitches how to leave the edges out and curl them hoes. I can do that, too. I can put on my little pretty and pink shirt for my wife, feel me? And hold a little dog and shit. Baby, I don't want you to drive your Mercedes. I'll drive my Beamer. We're good, you know? Every now and then, I bet you she'll jump in that hood. She'll jump in that Monte Carlo, though. Roll the windows all the way up. Then you ain't know who in there. Bitch, I pulled up next to your car and Cliff rolled the window down. Bitch. All I seen was pink pussy everywhere. No, for real, she's pretty. Like, did you see her? Mm-hmm. Now you still on AJ page. Like, nigga ain't post shit in a month, girl. You still looking. The fuck? My friend loves to run my phone battery down looking at her boyfriend who avoids social media on purpose. I don't get it. When? It's baby mama brother. Why I have Domas the other day? Friend! Oh my God, it took me back to Greece. Ancient Greece. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Domas, you know Domas on Great Leaves? Are you going to the store and all? You going to find out with me? Bitch, you ain't gonna go.
What's the name again?
Cliff. C-L-I-F-F Vmir. V-M-I-R. Cliff Hillian. That's the last name. Shit. Fuck you mean. Cliff Hillian. You seen it? Mm-mm. You ain't even look it up. See, friend, you don't even give nobody no chance.
I'm pretty sure he's a light-skinned
gay looking guy. No, it's, oh my God, light-skinned gay looking guy. That's why I love you, girl, because you remain prejudiced to your cause. I live.